welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all ask a question. Have the winemakers at Z. Alexander ever actually tasted Pinot Noir before? Well, you'll find out why we wonder tonight on the Wine Vault.
Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. Tonight, I am joined by Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
Good evening, folks.
I am also joined by the Triple B.
Good evening. Sorry.
Are you chewing gum on the show?
No, I was eating.
Oh, okay, that's acceptable.
William made all my dinner.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. He's known to do that.
Yeah. He also got into onions tonight. Like, mm-hmm. Rob made a roast with onions in it, and he ate all my onions. Mm-hmm. I don't know, probably at least two of my pieces of roast. And then we had mashed cauliflower, and he ate all of it, too.
Nearly a four-pound roast, mind you.
Yeah.
And
I maybe had two pieces. It's gone. Not kidding.
It's gone.
And nice.
Yeah, I roasted.
No one should have been hungry at the table, but I kind of am.
Sautéed or roasted onions, caramelized onions of any kind are
the
fantastic.
Onions were the base.
They're so good.
That's what the roast rested on in the
I love doing that.
In the cast iron.
I love doing that.
Yeah. And they just, oh, my gosh.
Nice and thinly sliced and just layered on there so they suck up all the juice.
About that big
and then
for a base to keep it off.
Okay, so you chunked. You did onion chunks.
Yeah. Well, it was actually whole slices.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very good. And then we had some horseradish with it.
We did. It was good. It was a good meal. It was
the
on sale.
The two bites that I had were very good.
Did you go with the horseradish and creme fraiche?
No. No.
Okay.
I forgot the creme fraiche. But then again, I thought about it afterwards. So, you know.
I had that again this week with leftovers from that tenderloin. It was freaking fantastic.
That was a big tenderloin.
I put more horseradish in it.
Well, that was a big tenderloin, and there wasn't much left.
There really wasn't.
It was mostly just us eating it. So
there really wasn't much left.
That's true. Well, folks, tonight on the show, we have a celebrity wine on the show tonight. And everyone's looking around saying celebrity wine.
Uh-huh.
This is a celebrity wine.
Kind of.
Depends on how well you know certain areas in the world. Think the world of country music, actually, as we start this. Because the wine we're drinking tonight is Z. Alexander Brown's Uncaged Pinot Noir. And so Triple B has she's either got gas or she's very confused. Very confused.
I'm guessing it's Zac Brown Band.
This is owned by Zac Brown, this winery.
Why did very you go by Z. Alexander? Nice. To be fancy?
Because his middle name probably is Alexander. There's one catch, though. It's owned by Delicato, the Illuminati.
Dun, 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 dun.
But Zach still must own it.
He's the proprietor.
Yes.
Well.
Yes. So we have a country music star. Is he still a star?
Sure.
That's a big band, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I don't know the country music, pop music anymore. But, yeah, so
I think he can sell out a stadium still.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
But can he make wine or can he pay someone to make wine for him? I don't know.
I'm really nervous. The first review I saw says that it smells like bread.
Well, the first thing I noticed is there's an owl on the label,
mm-hmm.
which qualifies bum, bum,
bum, bum.
Where did you get this?
Animal.
I gotta know where Scott got it.
You can find it everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere. It's at Kroger's, at Meijer, Jack in the Box, gas stations.
Ponderosa.
Bonanza.
Ryan's Steakhouse.
Ryan's Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Goes well with their Jell-O.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ow.
There's been 6-year-olds sticking their finger in that all week. Gives it the seasoning. Yes, this is a Delicato wine, though, folks, which is an Illuminati portfolio. So it's in a portfolio, essentially. And that same portfolio holds wonderful, legendary wines like Bodabox and Gnarly Head, Black Stallion, and some other ones that are Santa Rita. I mean, some great, great wines. Some you pay a little bit too much for, some that you don't.
Wow.
But when we come back, folks, I'm going to have some more negative things to say. And generally be an asshole.
Do you want me to read the back of the label when we come back?
When we come back on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. So the 2016 Z. Alexander Brown Uncaged Pinot Noir. Where is this from, you might ask? Well, I can tell you. It's from Monterey, it's from Sonoma, and it's from Napa. You know what else is from Monterey, Sonoma, and Napa?
What?
Mayo me.
Oh, no.
Only mayo.
I'm not saying that it's Mayomi. I'm just saying.
Well, you did kind of say it.
It quacks like a duck. So
it looks like a duck. But hey, Vivino, it's got 6,000 ratings and it's 4.0 star of their stars.
Well, it does. It did get a review. It got 92 points
from
the Critics Challenge at the International Wine Competition.
Where was that? Nashville?
I think it was somewhere, yes, in Nashville. No, somewhere on the West Coast. And it got a gold medal.
We had something else that got a gold medal.
We've had many things that get gold medals.
Okay.
Which our show is a gold medal.
Yes, a gold. The price of gold apparently has gone down.
A gold.
Yeah, it's gold plated.
A gold wrapping.
Yeah. Yes. Like the golden ticket.
It's the just, golden ticket.
It's golden tinfoil. But they were very excited about it. Just don't tell them. You know.
Well.
Yeah. So. Same portfolio as Boda Box, but that's okay.
It's okay.
That's okay.
That doesn't mean anything.
It could be like a unknown gem.
It could be, although it is known. Might just be a gem.
Known gem.
Well, Trudy, why don't you read on the back of the label what they've written? Oh, is it?
The owl is a guardian of the vine.
The owl?
And myths say it is present when the spirit is set free.
Oh.
I don't know if they mean like a person's spirit or the wine, the vine's spirit.
They did bodies in their vineyards? Well, it's not their vineyards.
I don't know.
The places that they buy the grapes from?
I think they have a marketing ploy. Hey, you know, a key word to put on the label is spirit.
They're spiritual. That's what they're trying to say.
Wow.
Maybe. Our winemaking style is also uncaged. And that's in all caps.
They don't use
cages.
It's in all caps.
He's a country
in our pursuit of creating wines that offer big and bold flavors, yet finish with uncommon finesse.
Oh.
I am very nervous about what that means.
Is that on the back of the label?
That you're nervous?
Well, that was your was that your commentary or?
No, they say that was my commentary. I'm really nervous. Uncommon finesse makes me think it's going to have a really weird finish. Like that one person that said it smelled like bread, which means yeast.
Yeah.
Is yeehaw written there anywhere on there?
Yeestaw.
It's a knee slapping good time.
With
it's a
each vintage, there's yeehaw. A one more sentence. With each vintage, there's a pure connection to the land that I'm proud to share every time a bottle is opened.
Okay.
Then it's signed by two people.
Yes, the winemaker and Zach Brown.
Yeah, but you can't say I when two people are signing it.
It's country music and wine, yeah. But what do they have? Scott,
Holy
do they have any other
crap.
Wines that you found?
They've got a $120 bottle of cab from Napa.
What?
$120. It got 90 of the enthusiast points for the 2014 vintage.
It got 90?
It got 90.
That's all it can muster.
Of the enthusiast
points. For $110.
$120. It's value.
Well, I'll tell you what. The 15 of this Pinot Noir got 86 of the wine enthusiast points.
Yeah.
What do they call their $120 ultra premium?
The 2014 limited release Cab Sauvignon.
How limited is it?
Let's find out.
There's like four of them.
Four bottles.
Yeah, just four.
It doesn't really say.
It shouldn't.
It must be phenomenal because it's so popular on the wine enthusiast page. It's got no user reviews.
None.
Zero.
Wow.
Zip.
90 points.
90 other points.
Wow. I think
Does
I could make some.
Does it have a gold medal?
No. That's a silver medal. See, this one got a 92 from some bullshit thing online, probably.
It's like where you can go and get like authorized to marry people, like ordained online. It's like you go to this website and they give you a gold medal.
We got ourselves a 87 from the Texarkana Wine Jamboree. Woohoo! Yeah.
My buddy did
you
that.
You paid $5.
Texarkana, motherfucker.
My buddy did that. He was going to a wedding and the person that was going to marry the couple got sick.
Oh.
So he quick went online, got one of those little deals, paid $20.
Yeah.
And he married him.
Wow. Well, first of all,
so funny.
In the glass.
Are we on the air?
Of course we are.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't make a Texarkana joke if I wasn't on the air. I wouldn't waste that shit.
I thought we were just talking.
So good.
Okay. I'm ready.
Actually,
us just talking is pretty much a show. So. Uh-huh.
Well.
In the glass, it's a little dark.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's 100% Pinot because you don't mix things with Pinot unless you're. Who was it that mixed things with Pinot? Apothic.
Yeah.
Or
you're French.
I'm French.
It is dark.
Mm-hmm. A little too dark for my taste, and it's a little too dense. I like a little translucence in my Pinot.
Yeah.
This does not have that.
14.5, where the 2014 and the 2015 were 15.5.
Wow. Well, that's what happens when you mix it with Purple Death.
Excuse me. It was also 14.5.
Oh, it was 14.5.
It was also 14.5. It's 87% Monterey, 8% Napa, 5% Sonoma.
So it's Monterey. That's about what, but that's what
Why
Miami
you go
was.
To the trouble of mixing it?
You don't have to mix it. You have a Dixie cup full of Napa, and you dump it in there, and it just kind of swirls around. You can take like a, you know what you do? Yeah, get like that's the funny. Paint stirrer and then put it on the end of a, you know, power drill. That's how you do it.
Hey,
shit,
you
man.
Know, that Pinot Noir and them spittoons is probably just fine.
Yes.
We get it from them tastings.
Yes.
I do have to say, I actually love Zach Brown Band.
Sorry.
And,
insulting him.
Well, no, I mean, I don't really care that much.
You should.
But the reason why I love him is because he was on like...
can't eat the whole piece of cheese, Scott.
I'm just saving it.
You left that over, you asshole. It's a cheese cube.
I'm
it's disgusting.
Saving it.
Scott ate, yeah, ate 7/8 of a fucking cheese cube and put the rest of it on a damn...
I took
fucking,
a bite.
You are disgusting.
I don't have a plate.
Where are the olives?
Oh, my God.
Just eat the damn thing.
So, no, I'm saving it for later. Zach Brown's
like child
story. So Zach Brown was on like Cribs, MTV Cribs, or something like that. And I'm just gonna put my.
It's gross, man.
And it was like right. He had maybe one album and one tour, and so they wanted to go and do his house, like show people what his house looked like. It probably whatever the version CMT Cribs is. Okay, so they go to his house, and it's like. A one-story brick ranch like you see all over America.
Okay.
And totally normal house. And he was like, yeah, this is just the house I've always had. And I don't, like, I haven't had time to do anything different.
Yeah.
And so we have this huge cast iron pot in the backyard over a fire. And they were making chili in the backyard.
That's awesome.
I loved it so much because
like
it was like...
Yeah. I mean, this is the winery like he's always had.
I know. I was going to say, I don't know how that translates to Pinot, particularly Pinot beer, sure.
Well, right after that show, he went out and bought a mansion and a fucking winery. So...
He went from making chili in a cast iron pot.
He said, fuck this
to
shit.
To making Pinot of all things.
Yes. That's a very country thing to do.
That's cowboy chili there, son.
Maybe this will taste like cowboy chili.
It does look a little too dense.
Mm-hmm. Just a little too dense.
Which makes me
it
think,
like dun, 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 dun,
the Purple
it?
Death.
Sometimes.
Makes me think of Purple Death. Well,
that's what Mayomi does.
Yeah. There is a funny smell in there. I do smell yeast.
What you smell is ass. No. It's a little too intense and floral with the cassis and.
It's a really concentrated nose.
Wow, there is a. Ooh. Way down in that. There's a funk. It's definitely a funk.
Yeah, you know, I picked up on the funk right away.
But it's almost like I was at the Air Force Museum this weekend. And military aircraft, things like that, Cosmoline. It has a bit of a Cosmoline whiff in the back. For some reason, I like the smell of Cosmoline, but I'm
not. Oh, my Lord.
See, that would be American if it did. That would be fine.
Well,
that would
be, yeah. Cosmoline. I can't believe you made a Cosmoline reference.
Well, it was just on my mind. You know how you can't stand the smell of that stuff? That's cosmoline. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Nothing to use.
Describe it as a wax-like, but it's petroleum smelling.
Yeah.
It smells like...
Yeah. Nothing will corrode if it's got cosmoline on it.
Yeah, it smells like... mineral spirits.
A little bit.
You know, but... Mm-hmm. In a kind of heady sort of way.
Heady sort of way, yes. By the way, this wine did not merit Riedel. This is the...
Oh.
Yeah, the Schatzweisel.
Are we going to taste it?
Let's taste it. Let's get this over with. Whose idea was it to put this on the show? That's right, mine. Damn it.
It's oaked within an inch of its life.
Oh, yes, it is. No.
To put that mildly. Good grief.
Oh. Oh, my God.
The oak kicks you in the back of the throat, doesn't it?
It's like an oaky Mayomi.
Oh, my God.
Good thing.
And what did we learn from the Pinophile?
Well, good thing it's oaky, because
save
if it wasn't...
Save your bites of cheese.
If it wasn't so damn oaky, you would taste all the residual sugar that's there.
I honestly don't know another flavor in there besides oak. I'm going to have to drink it again. That's stressful. Ooh. I mean, it's very oaky.
It is stressful. It's stressful to think about drinking this again. What was that quote on... What was your line on the oak again? Please repeat that.
The Pinophile says...
No, your initial reaction to this.
It has it kicked you in the back of the... Oaked within an inch of its life.
Oaked within an inch of its life.
It is.
But it's interesting in the fact that the oak almost has is a life form in the wine.
It kicked me in the back of the throat.
If this weren't Pinot, and didn't have residual sugar, obviously, but that might be okay... But it is Pinot.
Like if it was a cab? Is that what you mean?
No.
What are you meaning? I don't know what you're saying.
Like if this was a fruit smoothie.
Oh. If this was not wine.
Probably not.
There's one interesting thing for me about the oak. There's that little peppery streak that it provides.
Sure. You know what this tastes like? Really oaked. Remember Red Splash? That's what it tastes like. Now, I will say this. They did the oak. This was in an oak chip, at least. But this is down the same line as stuff like Cooper's Thief and shit like that. That is the bourbon barrel stuff. But this is overtly sweet. I mean, you can drink it, but...
Yeah. It's disappointing, too, because it's not... It's not... to me, it is not recognizable as a Pinot.
I have to agree. It's so over oaked. You could make this for anything.
Yeah, I know. I think I would not be able to tell you what wine it was.
You know, it's not good wine.
Yeah,
yeah. If I tasted it just straight off, I would say it's some sort of weird red blend.
Right.
Yeah. Probably Syrah based. Maybe Petit Syrah based.
Especially looking at it, that wouldn't give you any clues either that it's a Pinot.
No, no.
And it's not particularly lean either. Like
no.
It's medium, full medium body.
Yeah. I'd say it's borderline full bodied.
Yeah.
It's full flavored, full bodied.
He struck out.
Yeah. It's not great.
Well, it's not his fault that his winemaker doesn't know what he's doing. Oh, I know, he knows what he's doing. He's trying to sell wine. And there's a huge segment of the population that drinks stuff like this. This is better than Meiomi, I will say that. Probably because it isn't as sweet. What it is it's far too big. It's far too oaky. It's not charred oak, so that's that. But it's still, the oak is it shouldn't be a life force within the wine. Like
right.
Becky has said many times, quoting the Pinophile.
I love that.
Well, it's true. It is a nuance. This isn't the nuance.
There's no nuance to this.
This is the mid and front palate is oak with a sweet blackberry / Bing cherry thing in the background.
Yep. I love the Bing cherry reference.
But it's more Bing cherry than it is, or more oak than it is Bing cherry.
I'll be honest, I'm struggling. Is it really residual sugar, or is it just sweet fruit? There may be there's some residual sugar, but it's not on Mayomi level.
No, this is better than Mayomi.
But I mean the level of residual sugar. It's nowhere near that.
No. Well, I mean, I haven't had the most current spawn of Mayomi. Yeah. I don't know what it tastes like, but this is enough, though, that you're probably going to get a soured stomach after two or three glasses.
So the winemaker said this was sourced from multiple growing regions,
yes,
which we get, expresses bright red fruit from Sonoma County.
At 5%.
5% of it.
I know, and I'm like, I don't... Okay.
Yeah.
A nice acidity from Monterey.
No, it has no acidity.
For exceptional balance and mouthfeel.
Balance?
Yeah.
It's top heavy.
And the mouthfeel?
The mouthfeel feels of a Jamie Oak.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And that's the biggest failing in reality, forgetting the flavors that are there, that at the end of the day tastes like sick. Because of actually the acidity on the finish makes it taste like sick. But it's flabby and just too weighty.
Yeah.
Pinot isn't this weighty, and this thing just drags it down into just like the doldrums of.
It also says signature spice and concentration.
Signature spice and everything nice?
Well, and what's concentration?
Well, when you think really hard.
Board game.
Yeah, it says signature spice and concentration from Napa County.
They're saying that the depth, the richness comes from Napa County. The Napa County
Or is he saying they would just concentrate?
I don't know.
And then the end result lends smooth, silky tannins. I don't think I got any tannins.
Miss those.
Well, there's tannin, but it's not.
I usually get tannin pretty easily. I didn't.
They're not silky smooth.
Beautiful fruit flavors with an elegant finish.
No.
No, the finish is not. No. No.
Yep.
Well, though, I mean, if your elegance normally lends to competing in corn cob eating contests, I suppose that would be fine. Then it would be elegant.
There is so... These are the flavors. Black cherry, vanilla, toasty oak, supple tannins, fresh raspberry jam, strawberry, silky underpinnings of rich mocha and caramel.
What? How do you... This wine does not have complexity, so...
No.
All of those things in this wine.
It's got, I think, more, as you said, like a Bing cherry, just starting to go sweet.
Well, Scott,
and they did use French and American oak. I'll
give them credit. I'm not surprised by that. The oak that's in it, it's just overly oaked, but it's not.
They saw a man carry the barrel in, and he had kind of a thin mustache, and he wore a beret. And they said that must be French oak. That's
raspberry beret.
Let me ask some scenarios, though, in which this would be appropriate.
Could you sing Z Alexander Brown, Raspberry Beret?
I can't.
No. But would this wine?
I can't do that. Won't do that.
But would this wine be appropriate at say,
Rob can do it.
A square dancing competition?
No.
We went to.
What about if you were on a date with your cousin? Would it be appropriate then?
We went to a wedding where we had country line dancing lessons.
I asked you
lessons.
That specifically. What's that?
I bet that was fun.
Line dancing, what?
When we had line dancing lessons at that wedding.
No, they
that
gave
was the
line dancing
dry
lessons.
Wedding,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, was a dry
it?
Wedding.
That was not fun.
And Scott, the superstar and the Australian Russian. The Australian Russian was looking at this and he goes, "What is this shit?" That's where it first came. What is this shit?
That's it.
No one can dance. They can't express themselves. Well, that instructions. Look at this shit. What is that? Bullshit. This is bullshit. Yeah, that was way.
Coined the phrase. What is this shit?
What is this shit? And it's like, that's a very good point. What is this shit? At least we only had to drive 12 hours one way to get there. They probably listened to the show. Now they're insulted.
Don't have a dry wedding.
That's true. No, because we like to get turnt. See, that's the term you have to use right now.
Turn.
Uh-huh, you're hip.
If only we had a listening audience in, West Virginia or Tennessee or even, you know.
I can't remember where Zac Brown's from. I think Tennessee.
I think so.
Yeah, or right. Arkansas.
Arkansas.
We're not popular in Arkansas.
I can't imagine why.
No.
Maybe this is like a gateway to the
what?
Deep South.
This?
This wine.
I think we've probably not ingratiated ourselves well to our southern kinfolk.
Well, we've given Zach
through
some
no
props.
Fault of my own. I talked about how awesome his cribs was.
We did, and we said
and you're originally from Kentucky.
Yeah. We said, you know, it's cool.
I am
Northern Kentucky.
Yeah. And that's what he showed off. Yeah. And then he was cooking chili in the backyard and a cowboy
That
stuff.
Was a bunch of stage bullshit, and you know it. His publicist rented that house.
Oh, my.
Oh. I don't believe that about him.
I don't either.
The unlicensed and the triple beer are going to be so popular in Mississippi.
Quite frankly.
Yes.
That is as likely as to be true as it was that Harvey Weinstein was surprised when people came over and he was about to take a shower. They're both about as...
You know how they do those
plausible.
Maps?
Oh my gosh, I was going to take a shower.
You know how they do those maps on ESPN about...
Too soon.
Like who cheered for which team from which state?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
We're going to do one of those polls about who do you love the most, and me and Scott are going to dominate in the South.
Yep.
That's fine.
Absolutely.
That's
the
fine.
One person that listens from Georgia will vote for me.
I think our Croatian friends will like me the most, so I got that going for me.
You do?
Yes.
Right. Zagreb.
Is that Croatian?
I think.
Because apparently they speak English there because, you know.
Most Europe does.
Trump, you would think that. So, folks, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So the 2016 Z. Alexander Brown Uncaged Pinot Noir from many places in California, none of which are good. Zac Brown, the Zac Brown Band. He really took a long time thinking of that name. And this is probably just his middle name. Does he have any other names?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I know. Didn't he just get divorced? I think I saw that.
Really?
Poor guy.
Maybe he got lucky and she got this winery as part of the settlement. Don't get it.
I thought you were going to say, does he have any other names like Mayomi?
He might. Well, this wine's other name is Mayomi.
Sure.
So, we're going to go around the room. Oh, I thought in the back there was an email address that we could harass, but... Yes.
They are separating after 12 years.
See, that's why. I read TMZ. I know this stuff.
They both agree they need to get divorced. That's their statement.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. She tasted his Pinot Noir and she's kicking his ass to the curb. So, and I don't blame her. So we're going to go around the room. And we're going to get some numerical scores. By the way, James Suckling, how would he view this wine? It's not from Chile.
It's not from Chile.
No. It doesn't taste like a sewer. Just tastes, well, it tastes like a sewer, but it's a, you know, sweeter sewer. So we're going to start off with a triple B. We need a numerical score. It's fun, isn't it?
Well, I don't know that it matters. It's not good. You should not buy.
Oh, no. Lord, no.
I need to drink some water.
If you would rather, you could just review the water. That's what I'm going to do. It's vibrant and light. See, I learned this from Masterclass with James Sackley.
It's wonderful.
Terms like vibrant.
Vibrant. Bouncy.
Yeah.
Bouncy.
It's difficult to rate it because you don't know it's a Pinot.
No.
I don't know why they're making it.
A 77. Ooh, that is hard. Poor Zach. He's crying right now in his pile of money.
Right.
We're going to go to the unlicensed taxi driver who can't eat fucking cheese properly.
Seems saving it for just that moment right there.
You just could have had another...
But I've got the right amount. Now, I'm ready. Not recommended.
No.
I'm not going to score it as harshly, but I'm only going to give it 81 of my points.
81?
I'm going to give it 81 of my points.
He likes it.
Hey, Mike, he likes it. No, I don't like it. I'm going to give him credit for the way they oak this, even though it's horrible. They at least try. The oaking of it in a different wine, as you pointed out, might...
I mean, I could oak it like this.
Be... something we enjoyed.
Well, I know.
But not in this.
No.
It's not appropriate for a Pinot.
No. No.
But all right. That's all I got.
81. Well, folks.
The oak that was in this isn't bad oak. It's a good thing because that would make it even worse.
This wine reminds me of a certain winemaker. And the deft touch that winemaker shows is exhibited in this wine. And that wine can only be Fry Brothers. This is a Fry Brothers wine. If they had a country star attached to them, they'd be so excited. But they would get somebody like, Charlie Daniels Band, perhaps. What's some racist ones? Because they wouldn't know. And then they would sign up with the racist ones, like the really ones. Tell me the race. You know all the. You're like, into that music.
No country music whatsoever. No,
the racism stuff. What do you? What's
it? No.
No. What is that guy? David Allan Coe.
Oh, David Allan Coe.
Yeah, they would accidentally. Yeah, David Allan Coe would be their proprietor. Like, whoops. Boy, did you hear that guy was just saying? Holy shit. I didn't know. Who is this guy? My God.
How much money did we give him?
Shit. That's a bad idea. Oh. Wait a minute. He said he gave us an IOU for his part? Wait a minute. What?
Whoa.
Oh, wait, son of a bitch. Anyway, so because it's a Fry Brothers level wine, I think its actual flaws don't deserve an 80, and it gets 79 of my points.
Well, I'm Russian judge again.
No, you're not. It's fine. 77 is harsh, but I would agree that it's not a good wine. It doesn't deserve to be in the 80s simply because it is so flawed in the fact that it's lacking varietal character and the fact that it's pumped up over the ass. And anytime you fuck up Pinot like this, you don't get an 80. You just don't get an 80.
81, 79,
I'm going to hold the 80s for things that are insipid, but at least it's Pinot-ish. It might taste like shit. I'm excited to try Mark West now to see how his version of Pinot might be.
I've drank Mark West. I would much rather have Mark West than this.
I have too, and it's better than this.
I would much rather have Mark West.
See,
any day of the week.
Mark West is an 82-83. William Hill, 82-83. And it was an 82-83. There's a lot of them that are 82s, 83s. You never would want to drink them again. But this is one of those that's just a little supernatural.
And
it really is.
I also, maybe I was harsher because I feel like when you put your name on something, like it would be different if this was just called Uncaged Winery and it didn't have his name on it. But it does have his name on it and he's like counting on his fans to buy it because of his name. And that I do not like.
There's nothing wrong with your score at
it's
all.
Too you jazzed up.
Oak is not your thing.
But they jazzed it up too much and they completely just, they Mayomi'd it and they're trying to Mayomi it and they don't quite Mayomi it.
It doesn't have a mouthfeel Pinot. It doesn't have any funk, any earthy thing.
Oh, yeah, no
whatsoever.
It's too big. It has too much body. It's too oaky. The fruit is overtly sweet. It might not be full-blown residual sugar, but it damn sure is winking at it. And it's just a completely unmitigated borderline mess. A mess gets 75 or so. But this, boy, it's sure dancing with it.
And it...
square dancing with a mess.
Takes us back to a point we've made many times. It's hard to find an entry-level Pinot at this price point that's worth a shit.
Well, this is $17.
15.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
But and the horse. We said and the horse.
$20 is our baseline point price point for where you're going to expect to pay to get a good Pinot.
Oh hell, man! I don't know. No.
But this.
It's just over stylized junk.
Yeah.
It's not Apothic bad. It's not Iron Horse bad, even though you've just brought an Iron Horse. You're into those wines, I can tell.
Iron Horse.
You've brought a lot of those wines, those kind, that type.
That's what we do.
You know the type.
I know the type.
Well, it tastes slightly better now. Slight. I mean, some of the oak is gone.
That's like saying my stab wound is slightly less painful now.
Yeah, it's not bleeding as much
It's because
now.
You're in shock. That's why.
Yeah. You know. I would say it is slightly
it's
better
It's only
now.
Bleeding out the back of my back instead of through my gut.
Yeah.
It might be because of all the blood you've lost and you're laying prone, so you can't bleed anymore.
The finish washes out, and then you have that big, massive lump of oak now that has the acidity and has the slightly sick mouthfeel. And by sick, I mean vomit. that's what it is. Tastes like sick. It's stomach acid. That's not...
They did say it had acidity.
Oh, it does.
They just didn't specify.
It has a waterfall right on in the cliff. You have the cliff. The cliff is the oak.
And again, this nice little piece of cheese is perfect to wash the bottle.
Jesus.
Perfect.
Yeah, so Zach Brown Band, you fail. Or Zach Brown, what the fuck?
Well, stick to music.
Yeah, stick to staging houses and pretending like you're making chili.
You know what celebrity wine we need to try? You know who's a winery who makes wine?
Trump.
Charles Barkley.
What?
It's terrible.
Charles Barkley.
It's terrible.
And all his proceeds go to charity.
Jack Nicklaus, all his proceeds.
Let's be honest, compared to Zach Brown, Trump's wine is freaking fantastic.
Oh, yes,
Steph Curry's wife has a wine line as well.
Really?
A Domaine Curry.
Oh, screw that. Mm-hmm. See, this is a wine line. It's not a winery. It's a wine line. Mm-hmm. So, you know, owned by Delicato.
We could do such a good series on celebrity winemakers.
Oh, Jesus.
It would be a rough couple weeks, though.
I'm down.
What constitutes a celebrity, though?
The one winery that I would like to try that I don't think we have is the Firestone, the guy that was on The Bachelor. Andrew Firestone.
Oh, Firestone?
Yeah. He has a winery.
Where's it from?
I don't know. California, maybe.
Are you sure?
No.
Are you sure he doesn't own tires? He owns a tire shop.
Yeah, but he's like one of the... He is a whatever.
I think I've heard of Firestone Winery. I'll tell you what. I'll focus on the celebrity named Robert Mondavi, and you guys can do the other ones. That sounds fine to me. Okay.
Scott and I'll be over here drinking Britney Spears wine.
Baron Rothschild. I'll drink his wine because he's pretty famous.
You do that. I'll drink Christina Turley's wine.
She's not famous.
How dare you?
She's
How
not.
Dare Firestone you Winery God. Is in Santa Barbara.
Oh. Hmm. Well,
I got one that says Lake County, due north of Napa.
Mm-hmm. And then when you click on it, it says the icon of Santa Barbara County since 1972.
They understand those are pretty far apart, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well. So, folks, with that, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we are going to bid you adieu. And see you next time on the Wine Vault. Good night.